Study, Joe Biden to halt nearly 9 in 10 deportations of illegal aliens. By John Binder on January 25, 2021. President Joe Biden's executive order halting deportations for 100 days will likely keep nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens in the United States who would have otherwise been deported, analysis finds. The order, issued by Biden on January 20, directs the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to halt deportations of illegal aliens for 100 days except those who are terrorists or convicted of an aggravated felony. Also, illegal aliens who cross the U.S.-Mexico border on or after November 1, 2020, can still be deported. Still, the order is expected to keep most of all illegal aliens in the U.S. who would have been deported over the next 100 days. Analysis from Center for Immigration Studies Policy Director Jessica Vaughn reveals that about 88% of illegal aliens deported in 2018 were not aggravated felons. This indicates that nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens will be shielded from deportation for at least 100 days because they have yet to be convicted of an aggravated felony. This is a drastic and unprecedented order, Vaughn wrote in her analysis. Out of all interior deportations, the number of cases classified as not aggravated felons in 2018 was 83,804, Vaughn notes. This was 88% of all interior deportations. The order means that ICE must release criminal aliens and others in custody who are not covered in these definitions, along with keeping convicted criminal illegal aliens in the U.S., Vaughn states. This will include aliens convicted of domestic violence, sex offenses, drunk driving, theft causing loss of less than $10,000, vehicular homicide, an infinite number of misdemeanor crimes, and much more. It means that when ICE refuses green cards or other benefits because the applications were fraudulent, that unqualified applicant will be able to stay anyway. It means that in the next 100 days, if a local police officer arrests a previously deported gang member, even one with a serious criminal history, for a new crime that is not an aggravated felony, ICE will not be able to take action to remove that gang member again. Emphasis added. Already, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against Biden's order halting deportations, calling it unlawful and a violation of federal immigration law. Failure to properly enforce the law will directly and immediately endanger our citizens and law enforcement personnel, Paxton said in a statement. The deportation halt had become a promise to open borders groups after they successfully lobbied Biden in late 2019 and early 2020 to take up the issue. In March 2020, the Open Borders lobby began requesting Biden permanently halt deportations, although he has not gone that far yet. Biden's order could potentially serve as a boon to a caravan of Central American migrants headed to the border in the hopes of taking advantage of the new administration's lax enforcement policies. In a recent interview with CNN, a migrant with the caravan said Biden is going to help all of us by giving us 100 days to get to the U.S., a direct reference to his 100-day deportation halt. Deportations for illegal aliens is a huge cost savings for American taxpayers, research has found. The taxpayer cost of the roughly 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living across the U.S. totals nearly $750 billion over the course of a lifetime, while each deportation costs just $10,900. This indicates that taxpayers would save about $622 billion over a lifetime if every illegal alien were deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.